Kelly in the leadoff spot again, and a couple of really nice hits off of one of the toughest lefties in the game. Tell me what it was like.
Well, I mean, again, it's still spring training, but everything feels good. And as we get closer, you know, you want to be, you know, ready to go, and you want to be just, you know, where you can't wait for spring to be over. And I kind of feel that way. So, you know, I'm glad I'm feeling good about where I'm at.
We've never seen you before in a spring training, so we don't know how it usually goes for you. Do you, you one of those guys who in the last week tries to get really locked in, or how does it work?
I just think that you, I mean, you're obviously, the hits are going to come when they come, but I want to be, you know, in a lock, you know, I want to feel as locked in as possible, you know, as fast as possible. You know, I don't think that you can just flip a switch and be locked in, you know, the last week or, you know, April 1st or whatever. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I was able to get in some really good work when I got here, and, you know, feel really good about where I'm at now. And that's a huge step, because confidence obviously is very important.
Sabathia is one of the tough lefties in this division that the Blue Jays see a lot of. We're not used to seeing left-handed hitters get too many hits off of him. But looking at your splits in the past, you've had some years where you're actually better against lefties than righties.
Yeah, no, and it's just one of those things. I just feel real comfortable against lefties usually, and, you know, just like to stay that way, and then hopefully, you know, just continue to be an all-around, you know, hitter. I mean, you got to hit righties and lefties if you want to play every day. So just want to continue to do well there. And if I can do that, then, you know, I'm where I want to be. Because if I'm hitting the lefties well, it usually means I'm feeling pretty good all the way around. So hopefully we'll just keep that trend.
And just the leadoff thing and how that sits with you. Your guy's always gotten on base, but you got power, but you steal bases as well.
Yeah, working on it. I mean, it's a work in progress, but, you know, I think I'm making improvements, and, you know, I'm willing to learn and to make that step, you know, to be a better base stealer and a better base runner. So, you know, got to get on base first, and then you got to get those opportunities. Sometimes there's a long gap in those opportunities. You know, that's just the way the game is, but you got to take advantage when they're there, and you got to take advantage when they're giving it to you.